Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Joining us on the WBEN Live Line is Paula Struble. She is concessions manager at the Erie County Fair. Paula, it is $3 samples at the fair today for the taste of the fair. A long list of vendors, and it's weaving all throughout the fair, it looks like, too, right?
It is, yes. Thank you for having me. Taste of the Fair Day, our Monday for Erie County Fair. We have 119 vendors offering a $3 sample size of one of their regular menu items.
All right, so that's a pretty good deal, or at least it sounds like that to me. What kind of items are we talking about? What do people put out for the taste of the fair?
Some people do churros, nachos, a slice of pizza. It's a wide variety, small icy, drinks, anything, you name it, you can try everything that you could ever desire today.
You have to imagine that this is a great opportunity for vendors as well, offering something for such a small price. It gets people to come back, I imagine, right?
Yes, it gets people to come back for a full-size menu item if they've tried something that they really enjoy. And it gets people to try maybe an item that they wouldn't normally. You know, I don't know if I like a churro, but for $3, I'll give it a try. And then they decide that they love churros.
I love the minds. I don't know if I'd like a churro. What? It's a donut. Like, come on. Let's go. Who's not going to love it?
I know.
You know, some of the crazier things. I mean, what are people? What do you see people eating out there? What are some of the crazy concoctions that people came up with this year?
The belly melon tacos, it has watermelon in it. I didn't prepare a great list, but it's everything.
And today's a great way to go out and taste some of that. You know, you have a good mix of local flavors versus people who are here and they go traveling around with some of the fair shows.
Yeah, so I would say about half of our vendors are local vendors.
Do vendors try to offer maybe their most popular dish? Or like you said, maybe someone wants to try something new, like a churro. Do they try offering something off the wall that somebody may be more inclined to spend a little bit of money on?
If they have a kind of wild side menu item that people are a little shy on trying, they may offer that. But some things as simple and plain, you know, everyday things, white cheddar mac and cheese, I'm looking at the list now, street corn potato, potato and jalapeno pierogi at our friend Bobsha, cannoli in a cup. Some just do a small French fry, right? You want just a regular taste of, you know, good old fries.
Yeah, all great stuff. Remind people again, so what exactly is going on for the Taste of the Fair today, and when should they go down to check it out?
All day today. There's 119 vendors offering a sample size item for $3. Come out anytime today, morning, noon, or night. Taste your way across the Erie County Fair.
Awesome. Paula, thanks so much. Great to talk with you. Paula Struble, concessions manager at the fair.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.